Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A manhunt is underway in Perth's east after a service station hold up overnight. Police say the person entered the servo on Burslem Drive in Maddington and threatened a staff member with a firearm before fleeing on foot. Happened around 11 p.m. Anyone with info is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. Millions of Medibank customers will be locked out of the health insurer's services this weekend as it attempts to overhaul its security system. IT analyst Val Quinn has told Seven foreign security experts from Microsoft will be taking over its IT systems from 8:30 tonight.
It just shows how significant an overhaul their systems need, and maybe even how poor they were to begin with.
A teenager will front court today, charged with the alleged murder of a pregnant woman in a Perth shopping centre car park. 30-year-old Diane Miller died a week ago after she was allegedly hit on the head with a piece of cement while sitting in a car. National Cabinet goes virtual this morning, with the nation's leaders dialing in to deal with soaring energy prices in the eastern states. Premier Mark McGowan says he'll listen and offer advice. The media's role in the royal family was a key focus of Harry and Meghan's controversial Netflix docu-series, partly released last night. Prince Harry says he feels he has a duty to uncover supposed bribery and exploitation in the media.
We know the full truth. The institution knows the full truth, and the media know the full truth because they've been in on it. And I think anybody else in my situation would have done exactly the same thing.
In sport, Australia will resume at 3 for 330 when day two of the pink ball test gets underway later today against the West Indies in Adelaide. Marnus Labuschagne hit a third straight century last night, Travis Head striking his first ton in his home state after falling one run short last week.
Yeah, after last week, it's nice, obviously, to be in form and to have us in a good position. It's nice, so it means a lot.
That audio on Fox Sports there. The AFL continues to filter out the fixtures. The Derby now locked in for round 3 on Sunday, April the 2nd at 3:30 p.m.